Harold William Cronin. Egypt. We are all as fit as ever. Dear Mr. Welsh, a lot has happened since I last wrote to you, and we've moved, and moved, and moved again, and are still moving. There is nothing at all to say about the actual coming off. We were told to pack up. Having done so, we were marched off, and soon afterwards we were making up for a bridge in quite a comfortable cabin, and enjoying the unwanted luxury of electric light. The only thing that struck one in coming away was that nothing had altered, and it might easily have been the night I landed. The same old beach, apparently, full up with boxes of bully beef, tinned milk and jam. The same old destroyer, with its searchlight playing on the shore, keeping up its systematic bombardment, the same old swish of bullets around and dropping into the water. No sooner was Christmas here than we were packing up again to come on here. A large town a few miles on the interior. It is a filthy, rotten, smelly hole. And we always carried loaded revolvers, walked about in batches, and we were never out after dark. Probably the people are not ill-disposed to us, but some of them look pretty villainous, and it was better to be on the safe side. We have had quite a good time, and the regular hours and regular meals have backed everyone up well, and well, now we are all as fit as ever, apparently. Thanks very much for your Christmas card. It was a bit late, but all our Christmas letters and parcels were on account of the way we have been moving about, you see. We lost a good mail, too, on the Persia. I'm enclosing a few photos that might be of interest to you. I have some more snaps coming later, and, well, I will send them on if they turn out to be any good. With kind regards, yours sincerely, Harold William Cronin.